And now it's letter time. One of our editors, Anthea Raymond, is here in the studios with me. How are you, Anthea?
Excited to be talking about my favorite topic, letters. It's good to have you back in L.A., Farai. How are you?
Hey, I'm great. I've been on the road a while, got to meet some amazing listeners. So hi to everyone I got to meet face to face.
On Tuesday, we had Barack Obama's senior economic advisor, Austin Goolsbee, on our show to talk about his campaign's view on the economic meltdown. Paul Halley of Bridgetown, New Jersey, wrote us, "I heard a tirade against John McCain without any response from any McCain supporters, not even any straw men. One more morning like this, and I'm going to take you off my presets."
Hey, don't leave so fast. We tried our hardest to pair Goolsbee with McCain's senior economic advisor, Kevin Fawcett. But Fawcett, of the McCain campaign, unfortunately canceled at the last minute. Such are the joys of live radio. We did invite our Republican political contributor, Robert Tranum, to give a GOP view on the economy in that same segment. He went on before Goolsbee, so you might have missed him. And yes, we're working hard to bring on a McCain advisor soon. So if you're listening, folks at Senator McCain's campaign, be sure and give us a shout.
Our bloggers caught a few ears, especially when they talked to Tony Cox about Barack Obama's appearance on Fox's The O'Reilly Factor. Here's Brandon Whitney of Homeland Colors.
I honestly don't think it was a good idea to go on in the first place. Fox News is not a real news station.
Why do you say that?
Because they make stuff up. I mean, the stuff, they report news that is not news, that is not correct, that's not accurate.
Now, do you have an example? Now, if you're going to make a statement like that, you have to be able to back it up.
Robert Saffer heard the discussion on WNYC in New York and found the comments refreshingly direct. Meantime, Eric Saxton in Gainesville, Florida, had this grumble. "It seems that for every insightful, intelligent, rational guest on your show, there's a counterpart who comes off as uninformed, irrational, and inarticulate. Please do a better job of vetting your guests."
And finally, our music. Maybe you've noticed. Director Kenya Young has been hard at work diversifying the sound of our music bridges. We've added blues, gospel, and old school funk to the mix. Send us any more of your musical ideas this way.
And thank you for your letters. Please keep your comments coming.
To write us, just log on at npr.org and click on Contact Us. When you get there, you'll see lots of shows to choose from.
Make sure you pick news and notes when you write to us. And be sure to tell us where you're writing from and how to pronounce your name. Thanks, Anthea.
No problem.
That's our show for today. Thank you for sharing your time with us. To listen to the show or subscribe to our podcast, visit our website, nprnewsandnotes.org. To join the conversation or sign up for our newsletter, visit our blog at nprnewsandviews.org. News and Notes was created by NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Tomorrow, birds do it, bees do it, but when are you overdoing it? We continue our addiction series with a look at sex addiction and its treatment.